We are here because we are dedicated to helping the entire CrossFit community. Determined to elevate coaches, box owners, athletes, and everything in between, we believe that this mission will begin right here, right now. While this time and this goal begins with you, our hope is that you take this fire ignited within you and weave it into your own life with the same unrelenting passion to give those you have the privilege of coming in contact with the best hour of their day.
Welcome to the show, Roy Metzer, Director of Business Development for Inside Tracker. So really great to have you on. You were in our coaches development group earlier today. So a lot of FaceTime with you today.
I'm loving every minute. Thanks for having me, Jason.
You just did a 4-mile run?
I did. As I told you this morning, I'm training for my first full marathon. So in the peak training, I would say it's in about a month. So just knocked out a 4-miler.
First full marathon?
That's right.
What's the longest you've run prior to that?
I'm up to 18 in the training, but before that I had done a couple of half marathons.
What's the longest you'll get to in training for the 26?
So I'm working with a coach. His name is Matt Daniels, and he's got me, he's got a 20 miler on the schedule for me on Sunday. And that, I think that might be the longest one.
This coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday. That's right.
And you're doing the Cape Cod Marathon you mentioned earlier. When's that?
October 31st. So it's on Halloween. I am not planning on dressing up, to be clear.
I'm sure you'll see a lot of people doing that. Yeah.
I know.
So you're hitting your 20 on October 2nd. So you have 4 weeks. Do you taper then?
Yeah, I think he'll have me taper for the last week or two before the race. Yeah.
So here's my opinion. Not that you asked for it. I think people training for marathons run way too much.
I've heard that before.
You know, and injuries don't happen on the race day. They happen, you know, building up. I think it's great that you have your big run and then 4 weeks. I see a lot of people hit that like 18 or 20 miler a week prior, maybe 2 weeks prior. It's like, man, your body can't recover that fast. But I've seen plenty of people train for marathons with their longest being a half. So, but I think for a lot of people, especially doing your first, they need to build up that confidence.
Exactly. Right. And my coach has been great, slowly ramping the mileage up. I'm up to over 30 miles a week now the last few weeks, which is a lot. It definitely takes an adjustment. And listening to my body is really the key, making sure that if I'm on the fence about doing a workout, I typically will not do it. I need to rest or cross train. So I'm trying to be very conservative.
Yeah. That, you know, listening to your body is key. But that's really great. What's your goal time?
It's for me, it's pretty ambitious. I'd like to run it sub 3:40. I don't know if that's in the cards, but I'm going to go for it and see what happens.
Sub 3:40. So what's that? That puts you at what, like 8-minute miles?
It's about an 8:20 pace, I think, average pace across the whole race. So,
well, let's talk about why you're really here, and that's Inside Tracker. What are you seeing, if anything, in your blood after training for this marathon, or what kind of caused you to do this? I know we spoke earlier, so I want to get to your story about your cholesterol and everything else. But first and foremost, for the listeners, I'm a huge supporter of Inside Tracker. I've been using Inside Tracker since at least 2016. And it's something I try to do twice a year, every 6 months, get my blood test. You know, we talked about it, but CrossFitters are really data-driven. And I think to a fault, they're data-driven on the numbers inside the box, meaning their scores, their performance, you know, and I get so many people when I hear that, when I see it, when I talk to them and they're like, oh, my Fran time, my deadlift, my snatch. And one of the first follow-up questions, I'm like, cool, how many grams of protein did you eat today? And they're like, well, I don't know. I'm like, so you track all of this stuff, but you know, if you're listening to this, if you're a CrossFitter and you've been to your level one, you know, the foundation of the hierarchy of the development of an athlete is nutrition. So I'm always like, okay, You count all of this stuff that's not the foundation, but then you ignore the foundation, which, you know, I don't have to give analogies and metaphors, but would be the equivalent of building a house from the attic down. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we keep score of this, but not this. So A, track your nutrition. That's just a life lesson there. B, I would say the same holds true for your sleep. You know, I wear a Whoop. I think it's okay. I don't think it's like the most amazing thing. I think people put a little too much stock in it. However, it's an accountability partner for your sleep, which most people don't have. So, you know, we talk about four pillars of health: sleep, stress, fitness, and nutrition. I think, you know, way too skewed. People track their fitness, not their nutrition, not their sleep. And, you know, stress is a little harder to track, but I'd say, you know, whether it's breathing exercises or meditation, you should be incorporating all of that. Now, nothing's going to give you a more true representation than of what's going on inside your body than getting your blood drawn. So that's really what kicked it off for me. It was at the time that I was doing, you know, heavy duty macros. And while I was losing weight and feeling good, I was like, hey, maybe eating, you know, four servings of Cinnamon Toast Crunch every day and sticking to my carbs isn't the best thing for my body. And it was one of those, you know, tests that I was like, okay, I need to be a little smarter. Like, I get it, protein, carbs, and fat, but there is better and worse options there. So long way of getting to, if you're a CrossFitter, ultimately you're doing this for health, right? We talk about work capacity across broad time and modal domains throughout the years of your life. That's CrossFit's definition of health. And you need to have an understanding of what's going on. So talk to me a little more about Inside Tracker.
Yeah, sure. And I couldn't agree more with what you just said. And you asked me why I'm running this marathon. It's really because of Inside Tracker. I have Inside Tracker to thank for the motivation to do it. So as we talked about this morning, I got tested with Inside Tracker the last time in May. So it's now September. So it's been about 4 months since my last test. And I live in Boston. So this was after a pretty extensive period of being relatively secluded at home, not going out very much, not exercising very much with the pandemic and the lockdowns around here. So I wouldn't say I was in the best shape, and I was anxious to get my results in May because I historically have been someone that's been very active and very health conscious when it comes to my fitness and my nutrition, especially, but have not been as diligent about it recently. And lo and behold, when I got tested in May and I got my analysis from Inside Tracker and my recommendations from Inside Tracker, what I saw was cholesterol levels that are higher than they've ever been, both total and LDL. A vitamin D level that was on the verge of being deficient, triglycerides that were higher than they've ever been, and an inner age that was 10 years older than my actual age.
You know, so I'm going to pull up my inner age while you're chatting. Yeah. My first one, whew, I remember getting that. My wife and I did it back, you know, 5-6 years ago. And I was like, I literally think I was 70 on the inner age. And that was one of the big, okay, so right now, my most recent test, which was September 30th, so just about a year ago right now, so I'm due for my follow-up, which I will do. I will actually schedule it right after this. I was 45.1. Now, my true age is, at the time, 42, so it's improved. But
better than me.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that was... because I've learned so much, you know, really what helped me, because I was, the first time I got it, I was so high. And then I made some of the changes that were recommended. So it helped.
Yeah, for me, it was a big kick in the butt. And it was the spark that I needed to make a change. And I went from not exercising at all. Again, I'm someone that exercise has been something that I do religiously 5-6 days a week for the last, as long as I can remember, 12-15 years. I see it as a form of therapy for me. I do it after a long day at work, and it clears my head, and then I feel like a different person. I went from not exercising at all to saying, screw this, I need to do something. And I signed up for a full marathon, really on a whim. I found the first one that was accepting registrations. It happened to be the Cape Cod Marathon at the time, and said, I'm training for this thing. So Inside Tracker, I really have to credit for that motivation.
But you weren't a runner.
Well, I love running. I always have loved running. It's never been something that I've taken as seriously as I am now. So I would do it once a week, maybe twice a week, but I would lift weights primarily. So that was my primary form of exercise before this.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of what you're saying, I think the listeners can understand and appreciate. You know, you got tested kind of right around the time things were opening back up, but still very closed down, especially in the Northeast. And makes sense that you're vitamin D deficient. I mean, you're coming out of winter A in Boston-ish area, which, you know, is notoriously cold and gray and cloudy. But then you're talking, you weren't going outside probably quite a bit. And I think a lot of people, and I think one of the themes you heard a lot of when it came to COVID was the importance of vitamin D. And I think, again, you know, whatever it looks like for me, I always look to my cholesterol because it runs high in my family, much like yours. But vitamin D was something I checked. And what I love about Inside Tracker, different even than like the doctor, right? Because I get my annual physical and they test your blood. And, you know, you were sharing your story, but it was very similar. I had super high cholesterol this go around. And, you know, the listeners know I'm big into carnivore. I've added some fruits and veggies back into my life. I would say I'm meat-based as opposed to those that say plant-based, right? Meaning 70-80% of what I eat is some sort of, you know, animal-based protein, and the rest is like Mediterranean type fruits and veggies. But my cholesterol was really high, and I know there's more to it. You know, my LDLs were high, but the particle size and the ratio, everything was in check. But the doctor was like, hey, we want to put you on statins. And I told the doctor, I was like, there's no chance I'm going on these. Like, give me some time and I will improve it. And 3 months later, I drastically improved it simply by making changes to my nutritional, some of which I went into my Inside Tracker results and saw, some of which, you know, I talked to some people smarter than me about what I should be doing. But the point is, Inside Tracker is not like your doctor that's like, hey, you're off, figure it out. I mean, they give you specific things to be eating and you know, categories of food, you know, within your results.
That's right.
So you were talking about when, you know, even right now I'm looking at, you know, have my Inside Tracker pulled out, daily actions, spend less time sitting. Cool. I stand all day, practice mindfulness daily. Cool. I do that. Eat more avocados. Check. Right. So it's like, gives you these things. You know, it's like going to your CrossFit affiliate, like, hey, I want to get better at pull-ups. And your coach just being like, cool, there's the pull-up bar, versus like, hey, let's get you on this program. And this is what it's going to look like. You know, we get coaching for everything we do. Yet for some reason, when it comes to like what's happening inside of our body, we neglect it. So you tested high cholesterol and then immediately got some feedback and some solutions.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's nothing like seeing it on a piece of on a screen, and in a way that's really easy for me, an average consumer, to understand. I don't have a medical background, but what's nice about Inside Tracker is that it presented it in a way that was easy for me to interpret and to understand. And I could see, I've been testing with Inside Tracker for 5 years now. I could see over the 9 times that I've tested with the service, the trend over time, and I know that I'm able to lower my cholesterol because I've done it in the past. So all of that together, combined with the recommendations that I got, really spurred me into action. So I have Inside Tracker to credit for the last few months of training, and I'm eager to get my blood tested again. I may do it before the marathon just to see how the training has affected the levels.
So what's something you would say to the listeners, you know, that maybe, you know, we touched a little bit of a nerve on, and they're saying, hey, you know, he's right. I care about my performance. I do my best to track my nutrition. I try to get 8 hours of sleep. Why is this important?
Well, I think it really comes down to a few things. The first is it's and I'm seeing this more and more and hearing this more and more, you can't be fit, which we all want to be, unless you're healthy first. That's number one. Number two, you can't optimize what you don't measure. That's number two. And number three, I think all of us, we want to do what we love for as long as we can. For me, I love to run. I want to be able to run for as long as I can. For you, that might be deadlifting or CrossFit. And you have to take care of your body, especially as someone that's putting your body constantly through a lot of stress in training. And we all have busy and hectic lives these days. You have to have that picture of what's happening inside to know how to fuel your body for optimal performance. And performance doesn't necessarily just mean physical performance. It could be performance at work, performance at home with your family and with your kids, and to fuel your body so that you're able to do what you love for as long as physically possible. And really, that's what Inside Tracker's mission is. So like we talked about this morning, the company was actually founded by a guy whose name is Dr. Gil Blander. He's a PhD, but he's an aging researcher. That's his background.
Not like he's getting older. He researches aging.
Correct.
That's one of those things where it's like, depending on where the comma is, it has two different.
Right. He's not an aging. Well, I guess we're all aging, but right. he does. He's devoted his life to researching and researching the process of aging and trying to help other human beings delay the onset of aging related disease and live longer, healthier lives. So that's the mission of the company. It really starts from this health span and longevity angle of helping people not just extend the number of years that we have here, but also extend the quality of those years. And for lack of a better analogy, really to be able to, when we're 80 years old, 85, 90, 100 years old, hopefully we all live that long and longer, we're able to, you know, wipe our own butt and play with our grandkids and whatever it might be, right? So that's really the mission of the company.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, I recommend a bidet for everybody. So you still have to be able to reach back there, but the bidet does the majority of the work for you. So check out Hello Tushy. But I want to ask you this before you go on. Have you taken your level one CrossFit?
No, I haven't. No.
So I would add that to your list post-marathon.
Okay.
But here's what you're saying, and I think for the listeners, if they took their level one, if not, I'm sure you can catch aspects of this, but we have a lecture called What is Fitness? And in What is Fitness, you know, the founder of CrossFit, Coach Glassman, had four models. We had the 10 general skills. We had the hopper. We had the metabolic pathways. And then lastly, something that he created is the sickness, wellness, fitness continuum. And everything that you're describing is really a part of that. And the truth is, this is a big mistake a lot of CrossFitters make. You can track your fitness. So fitness, by our definition, is your work capacity across broad time and modal domains. You know, summarizing that, it means, you know, how much work can you do regardless of how long, right? From 0 to 26 miles, or what it is, running, deadlifting, pull-ups, et cetera. Like, the more you can do, the faster you can get it done, the more fit you are. However, what we've learned is you can cheat that area under the curve. In other words, you know, obviously the easy ones are pharmaceuticals, right? Give you a nice cycle of vitamin S and all of a sudden your fitness is going up. What does that mean for your long-term health? Yet to be determined, right? We know, having seen the bodybuilders in the 60s, 70s, 80s. I mean, Ronnie Coleman is in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, that mm-hmm. dude, lightweight baby, was squatting 1,000 pounds and now he's in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. But you can also cheat that area under the curve by overtraining or by loading yourself up with carbohydrates, you know, all of these things that, boom, may give you a boost in your performance, may help you qualify. I mean, the best in the world are often not the healthiest, even if they're standing on top of the podium. There's a difference right. between fittest and healthiest. And I would hope mm-hmm. if you're listening to this, you're smart enough to realize you're probably not going to the CrossFit Games. I hate to burst the bubbles, right? Maybe Masters, maybe Teams. Hey, maybe Matt Frazier's tuning in today. I don't know. But point is, for most people, we should be chasing fitness, but we should be chasing fitness in such a way that it's actually improving our health, our volume under the curve, our fitness, like you said, not just today at 43, but 53, 63, 93 years old. And, you know, if you can snatch 225 today at 43, a little ambitious for me, but let's call it 185, a little more realistic. If I can snatch 185 at 43, and by the time I'm 53, you know, maybe it goes up and then back down and I'm at 185 again. And at 63, I'm at 135. And at 73, I'm at 95. Like, hey, you're playing with your grandkids if you're snatching 95 pounds. It's a big picture is like, we can't only be focused on performance, because that's not always a direct impact or correlation to your long-term health. And I think for those listening, if they think back to their level one, or go find it on YouTube, or go attend their level one again, this makes sense when it comes to that continuum that Coach Glassman created.
Absolutely. And I think today it's never been more relevant, given the events of the last year and a half. And I think I'm hearing from a lot of the coaches and trainers and gyms that we're working with, they feel like they have a role to play in helping people build fitness, but on the bedrock of health. They're on the front line, and their clients and their members are seeking solutions and help to make sure that they are as healthy as possible. So when something like the pandemic hits, like it did a year and a half ago, they're not behind the eight ball and their body is as resilient as possible. So I think it's never been more relevant than it is today.
Yeah. And, you know, something to be said about you. And then for the listeners, you go to that same continuum. What we tell them is fitness is a hedge against sickness. You know, the more you can push those markers towards fitness, and by the way, those markers are things like your cholesterol, your triglyceride level, your body fat percentage. You know, the more we push those to the far end, the more when a pandemic happens and you don't have a gym or you're not getting that vitamin D, you're protected. It's a hedge against sickness, right? Someone in your scenario who saw those numbers drop, now imagine you weren't cognizant or aware of these things. And, you know, that's our parents, our grandparents that we really had to look out for during COVID, especially where it's like, you know, I don't like to get all political on this. That's my partner Fern's job. But, you know, the point is, it was the people with other, you know, comorbidity factors that are really getting impacted by it.
Absolutely.
And the more healthy we can be, which, you know, starts with our blood and starts with what we're eating, the more protected we are when life comes at you, whether it's a cheat day, whether it's a week vacation, or whether it's a pandemic.
Agreed 100%.
So what were some of the big numbers you looked at? You know, so if someone, let's break it down. If someone's interested in learning more, there's a few different options. Can you talk us through what some of those options are?
Yeah, sure. I think first it's important to understand really what the principles that Inside Tracker was founded on are. And the first is really personalization. So I think this is becoming commonplace in pretty much every industry or in every product that we use on a daily basis today, but we're all different, we know that. And Gil, Dr. Blander, our founder, he believed that you have to be personalized if you wanna help someone live a longer, healthier life. And his philosophy was, well, the best way to do that is to start inside. The same way, as I described this morning when we chatted, the same way you take your car into the mechanic and they pop the hood open and they plug a computer into it and they run some diagnostics and you're able to see what's broken and then the car can run smoothly. Gil founded Inside Tracker with the philosophy that there's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't be doing the same for our body. And so that's really why the first step of doing Inside Tracker is that blood analysis. It's really Inside Tracker's version of popping the hood open on your body, so to speak, and getting that accurate and clear picture of where you stand and identifying where you can improve. So that's number one. Number two is it's really this concept that it's not good enough to be normal. We all want to be better than that. We all want to be optimal. And so the ranges that are set for the blood biomarkers, let's say you go into a physician and you get a routine blood work at a physical, the ranges that you get back for those markers typically through that routine physical are normal ranges that are really generic, very broad. About 95% of the population falls within these normal ranges because they're really designed for the purpose of screening you for disease. but Inside Tracker wants to help you, wants to hold you to a higher standard. And so those optimal ranges are created for every one of those markers, right? And the third principle is really to use the available science to cut through all of that noise and BS that's out there. And there is so much of it around nutrition, performance recovery. I'm sure a lot of the people listening, coaches, affiliate owners, are bombarded with questions from their members. And as a consumer, it's a very difficult industry to operate within and to understand, what am I supposed to be doing for my goals, for my health, for my body? I know that before I joined Inside Tracker, I was a frustrated consumer. I was confused, and at times I was paralyzed. I was trying to gain muscle, like I described this morning when we chatted, and I didn't understand how to do that. There was so much information out there, and I didn't know what to trust. And the fourth principle is really to help someone get a really complete and holistic picture of what's happening inside. So it starts with blood, but also their age, gender, ethnicity, height, weight. We added DNA into the equation. We now have connections with Fitbit and with Garmin. We're working on Apple, like I said earlier this morning. And then with, hopefully we'll integrate some other devices like Whoop and Aura in the future. But really able to give someone a really holistic picture of all of the different metrics that are available that are coming from their body. And so those are the principles that it was founded on. And some of the metrics that were most valuable to me, I would say, I think my story is really the lipid group, the cholesterol markers are something that I've been struggling with for years. And so that still remains a core focus of mine. I mentioned vitamin D. So vitamin D was something that was, I was always in the 40s, which is in the optimal range for me. When I got tested in May, I noticed that it was 31, which is right on the verge of being clinically deficient. 30 and below for me is deficient clinically. You mentioned the Northeast, so I wasn't spending a lot of time outside. And most importantly, I was not as diligent about taking my vitamin D supplement. And now that I'm training for my marathon, it would have been pretty risky to put on that much mileage with vitamin D that is deficient, because it puts me at a higher risk for injury and stress fractures and whatnot. So those are really the two pieces that for me were the ones that I'm most focused on at the moment.
Well, and you mentioned one of my favorite aspects of Inside Tracker is that they have those different levels. And most importantly, you see that progress, especially you start doing this over 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and you can really see that improvement. And it's almost Absolutely. Like you guys gamify it a little bit, right? Like, hey, make these changes. Now try to get it into the optimized zone, or, you know, try to just improve, you know, different aspects. But again, it always comes with lessons, and it's really cool to see all the integrations. I didn't even realize you were integrated with Garmin, and I have a Garmin, so I got to figure out what that looks like now.
Yeah, go into your mobile app and hook it up. So what we're doing is we're looking at heart rate, we're looking at sleep, and we're looking at activity data. And we have a really cool feature in our mobile app that's called Pro Tips. And so now, because we're able to see, the app is able to see, let's say, how you slept the night before, it can push you a notification that's real time that day using your sleep data from the night before and suggest something that you can do that day in your nutrition or your lifestyle to optimize your sleep that night. Let's say you didn't sleep well the night before. So we're able to now provide more real-time and continuous recommendations, which is a very, very exciting feature.
Very cool. Yeah, I love all those integrations. And like I said earlier, even whether it's about the Whoop or the Garmin or Inside Tracker, it's like, I'd say Inside Tracker has the most valuable data, because it's real. Like, your blood doesn't lie, what's going on in there. And I think... Okay. I've said this before about the Whoop. I think to a fault, people rely on it like, oh, I'm not recovered. I am recovered. And sometimes it's accurate, sometimes it's not. But when it comes to your blood, you know, it's going to a lab, it's getting tested. Now, for coaches out there, right? So the people listening, hey, I just want to learn a little more about what's going on inside my body. They can head over to Inside Tracker. There's actually, a link in my Instagram where they can click and learn a little more about it, right? And then for coaches, they can do the same, but they can either be offering it to their clientele, or if you're an affiliate owner, this could be something that you bring to the box. And it goes back to anything. If you give your members results, they're going to stay and be longer term members at your affiliate.
Yeah, so we launched a couple of programs this year that you're describing. One of them was launched in March, and it's called Inside Tracker Pro, and it was built specifically for coaches trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, other health, wellness, and performance practitioners. And the philosophy behind that program is we have a lot of, or had a lot of coaches and still do that, that use Inside Tracker personally and may even recommend that their clients do it. But until we launched Inside Tracker Pro, we didn't have a formal and structured way for a coach to make Inside Tracker a tool that they can use to level up as a coach and better serve their clients. And what I did and what we did is we interviewed a bunch of coaches to understand what challenges they were facing and whether Inside Tracker could be useful to them as a coach. And what I learned is two main challenges that they're facing. The first is, as a coach, I heard over and over again that they feel like in many cases they have an incomplete picture of their client. And so they're forced to make some educated guesses about their nutrition, about their training. They may have a client that comes to them constantly tired, fatigued, unable to complete the workouts the way that they would like, constantly getting injured. And the coach was forced to guess and then make an educated guess about what to prescribe that person, whether it was to reduce their training workload because their educated guess was that maybe they were overtrained, but perhaps it's something that they couldn't see. And popping the hood open with a blood analysis was something that almost every coach I talked to agrees would be incredibly valuable. However, trying to get a blood analysis for overall wellness and performance and the markers that are correlated with wellness and performance, things like vitamin D and testosterone and cortisol and vitamin B12 and iron, that are not included in a routine blood test, was at best incredibly challenging and at worst impossible. So that was the first big problem that I heard. And the second big problem that I heard is, let's say you are able to get a blood test done. Let's say you're able to go to your doctor and they can do it. What you get back is a report that, first of all, is not personalized to, let's say, a CrossFitter or a runner. And second of all, it comes with no recommendations, specifically nutrition and lifestyle recommendations attached to it. So there's no actions that are clear for the individual to take in order to improve what needs to improve. And when I heard these two problems, it made so much sense for us to create a program that made it incredibly easy and attractive for their clients and for them to, again, incorporate Inside Tracker into their service and use it so that they and their clients can better reach their goals. And so that was really the genesis of Inside Tracker Pro. So we launched it in March. And the way that the program works is, if you're a coach or other professional, you can sign up to become an Inside Tracker Pro. There's no cost to do it other than the cost of doing Inside Tracker yourself, which is the only requirement that we have to join the program, because we feel like if you're going to use this with your clients, it's critical that you have your own experience.
You have to. I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, not to mention, you should want to do this.
Right.
Like I would hope so. It's peeking under the hood, you know, and, right. and I can tell you, again, from experience, when I was full bore, like 100% carnivore, I felt great. And I still feel great. But during that period of time, especially, I felt the best I've ever felt, which was also when my cholesterol was the highest it's ever been, right? Mm-hmm. So these are things you're not aware of, or what your vitamin D is, or, you know, so many other, you know, what your fasting sugar looks like. All of those things are so important. So you should want to do this just so you're aware of what's going on. But like anything, it's like we preach about working out. If you're coaching a workout, you should have done it. You should have tested it. Yeah. And it's the same here.
Exactly. So we try to make it as easy for coaches as possible to do it. And so we did create a 50% discount that coaches, if you're a coach, you can sign up for Inside Tracker at a pretty nice discount. So you get 50% off and you get a free inner age, which is that measure of your biological age, which for some can be good, for others can be a kick in the butt, like it was for me.
Me.
And for you. And then what you're able to do then is you're able to offer Inside Tracker to your clients and your members at a discount. So you're able to offer them a 25% discount. Then there's also an opportunity as a coach or an affiliate owner to earn additional revenue. And then we also arm coaches with a coach dashboard that allows them, if they want to access their clients' Inside Tracker results and recommendations through a secure online software platform. So what we heard from coaches is, hey, I would send my athlete or client to their doctor, and then I would have to text my athlete or client, hey, can you text me your vitamin D level, or can you send me your blood test report in an email? And so that problem goes away because we now have this online portal that you can use to access all of your clients' results from one central location. And then the last thing we've done is we've created a resource center for coaches with a ton of educational content to help them really level up as coaches on the topics that we are experts on. So blood biomarkers, why they're important, their implications on wellness and performance, how to interpret low, high, or optimal levels. Again, for the purpose of wellness and performance, we're not crossing the line into, you know, diagnosing someone with disease. Anytime there is a marker that's outside of normal, we suggest they go to their doctor. But really for the purpose of helping someone just feel and perform their best, we're creating a ton of content to help a coach guide their athlete and client through their Inside Tracker experience and through their Inside Tracker recommendations. And so that's the way that the program works.
Yeah. And if you think about it from, you know, whether you're a coach or an affiliate owner, imagine, you know, I walk in or Roy walks in and you know a little bit more about what's going on inside my body. Your conversations get a little deeper. It's not simply, hey, you know, are you ready for today's workout? A step beyond that might be, how'd you sleep last night? But now we have a step beyond that, which is, hey, did you have your oatmeal today? Or did you have salmon this week? Because we were supposed to try to increase, you know, our omega-3s. You know, you can really have deeper conversations, set deeper goals. And one thing I've said all the time is your members only really connect their health with what's going on in that 1 hour at the box. Meaning if they're getting results, they fail to recognize, hey, it's really what I'm doing these other 23 hours, but I'm going to keep paying this guy to let me train here. You know, so if you do a good job keeping them healthy, even though they're putting in the work the other 23 hours, they just make that connection to, I go to, you know, best hour CrossFit. I've lost 10 pounds. My biomarkers are moving in the right direction. By the way, I feel great. Let me keep going here. You know, those are the people you want, the people that are putting in the work inside and outside of the box. So walk me through this, Roy, because I don't know that I understand it. Someone's listening to this. All they want to do is find out results for themselves. Where do they go?
So if they want to do it themselves, they can go to the page that we set up for you, and they can time to meet with a quick onboarding call to meet with one of our team members, and we'll talk about them. We'll get to know them a little bit better. We'll explain a little bit more about the program and about Inside Tracker and if it's a good fit for both the coach and for Inside Tracker. From there, we'll help them get signed up again for themselves at that 50% discount so they can experience it for themselves.
And so then they get 50% off. Anybody listening can qualify for 50% off.
That's correct. If you're a coach, trainer, or other professional, you get 50% off Inside Tracker. That's right.
Awesome. And most people that listen to this fall into one of those categories. So really great. Now, if they do that and then they coach other people, they can sign up for Pro, which then gets them a percentage of anybody that they recommend. So in other words, if box owners decide to do this, it creates another revenue stream. So not only does it create better relationships with your members, longer term retention, but you're also creating another revenue stream for your members that do this. And that shouldn't be the reason you're doing it, but it's a nice little perk and a nice little reminder to get people going with it.
That's exactly right. So of course, the main benefit is the benefits of the product, right? So being able to offer your clients and your members simple, quick, and convenient access to blood analysis, to the markers that we know are critical for wellness and performance that are not included in a typical disease or blood test or really a disease screen, right? Again, things like vitamin D and testosterone and others. Optimal ranges that are personalized for a CrossFitter for every marker. Nutrition and lifestyle recommendations that are backed by peer-reviewed literature. The ability to retest easily to measure progress objectively. So you as a coach or you as an affiliate owner can show your member or your client that, hey, what we're doing is working. And not just subjectively because you feel better and because you're losing weight and you're improving your body composition, but also under the hood, it's improving your markers of health, wellness, and performance. So all of those benefits are really the main reason to sign up for the program. And we're really looking for coaches and affiliate owners that believe in this and want to offer those benefits to their clients. And then of course the discounts and the revenue share, those are all icing on the cake.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, if you guys have questions about it, I've done this numerous times, you know me, you can reach out to me as well. I'm happy to answer some questions, but I would say go to my Instagram, Coach Jason Ackerman. Most of you probably already follow it, and go into the link in bio, Inside Tracker, one word, click on that. And right from there, you can book a demo, 15 minutes. And from what I remember, that's actually how I got started all those years ago. And I've never looked back. You know, we only ever have people on this podcast that have products we support. Fern's getting tested. Young Katie has gotten tested. By the way, she's in like all of the optimal zones, which is, I do want to have a urine test on Katie. I feel like maybe she's on steroids, but because she's been really cranky and moody lately too. So she might be having roid rages. Do you test for steroids?
No.
Oh, so Katie, you got by on this one, but I think it's because she has such a low stress job. You know, that's really what it comes. That's what I
it. Maybe you need to give her a little more work. I don't know.
That's it. Young Katie needs, that's what she needs, more work. But you know, book that call and you'll get even more insight into it. Now, and correct me if I'm wrong. If they're a coach or a trainer, once they take their test, do they have a follow-up with an RD?
That's right. So if you're a coach or professional, we do offer a consultation with a registered dietitian on our team to review your results. It's about a 30-minute consult. That is something that's only available to Inside Tracker Pros.
Cool. Yeah, I remember doing that myself and really super educational, you know, even as someone that thought they knew a lot about nutrition at the time. Really opened my eyes into some of the things I needed to implement and some of the things I needed to remove. And I think that's a big part of it. It's not always add this, but sometimes it's remove that. And
right.
Again, just a peek under the hood, you could be feeling like, you know, you're doing great. And it's also one of those scenarios, I think it's like, you don't know what you don't know. And I equate that to, you know, you might feel okay, but imagine how you could feel. Those are the things people neglect in CrossFit.
That's right. And I've heard from so many people that use it. Of course, when there's symptoms or you don't feel great, it makes sense to peek under the hood. I've also heard from people who didn't know that they had a problem that did Inside Tracker and got that peek under the hood, and they realized there was an invisible plateau that they were fighting against. There was something that was hamstringing their performance that they didn't even know about. And when they corrected it, they felt even better than they did before. A common one in, let's say, the runners that we work with is ferritin. A ton of runners that are iron deficient or too low in their ferritin levels for the number of the level of activity that they're doing. And oftentimes it's not caught. And once they're able to bring those iron levels up, they feel and perform a lot better. And obviously that also applies to CrossFitters. So I hear it all the time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, like I said, they can check out the link in my Instagram. Katie will throw it in the show notes as well. But is there anything else you wanted to add, Roy, before we wrap up today?
No, that's it. I just want to say that, first of all, I appreciate you having me on, and I am leading these programs. So I'm really here to support anyone that has any questions or, you know, wants to learn more about it. When you book a demo, that demo is going to be with me. Have a chance to do that for 15 minutes live, answer any questions that they have. And basically, if they're ready to get going, get them onboarded and get this in their hands so that they can offer this to their members and use it.
Yeah. And like I said, I think regardless of where you fall in the fitness world, if you're a member, you need to be doing this just to learn about what's going on inside your body. If you're a coach, you should be doing this and recommending it to the people that come to your classes. And if you're a box owner, you should be, you know, it's all trickle down, right? If you're a box owner, you know, something I would consider, we get this question often. It's like, hey, what should I give my coaches for the holidays? Holidays are coming up. What better gift to give them than, you know, blood results? I mean, something that is going to benefit them, but really long-term, it's going to benefit you as the box owner, because if your coaches do this, they're going to pass it on to the members. And like I said, yeah, the commission you make is great. That's not why you're doing this. You're doing this to keep your members healthier and to keep them as long-term members of your facility. But I would highly recommend that. And I'm sure if you're a box owner and you set up this call, Roy, you will take care of you in some way when it comes to, hey, I want to gift this to my 5 or 10 coaches. That'd be awesome. I mean, that was just an idea I came up with, to be fully honest. Just no, what happens that all day long, Roy.
No, we see that. We see that with our gym partners.
Oh, I didn't come up with that idea, you're saying?
Well, we'll give you credit. We'll give you credit.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But you know, it's great, and I would certainly do it. I would certainly make sure that's something I was doing as a box owner. So really cool. I'm very pleased and proud to be part of the Inside Tracker team along with you. It's been great, you know, getting to know everyone that's been involved over the years. And there's a reason I'm still using you guys, and it's because you're the best out there, and you're always doing stuff for the right reasons, which is exactly why we had you on the show. So we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate you having me on.
So you never miss an episode of the podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and on all major podcasting platforms at Best Hour of Their Day. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being a part of the best hour of our day. See you next time.
You've heard me talk about it before, and I'm truly not joking. I'm being 100% genuine. I love Doc Spartan products. I use it every day. I talk about the Sex Panther Beard Balm. That's literally what is in my beard right now. And I use all of the scrubs, my favorite being the coffee scrub, just in the shower, gives you the tingles, gives you the feels. I love it. And there's so many other great products. I use their deodorant. I've used their hand care when I've had tears. Just check them out. It's veteran owned, you know, guy that was in the military serving our country, Dale. I got to know him over the years, and he's just a great dude. And I started buying his products, and he reached out to me and said, hey, we want to support the show, and we appreciate it. And I just want you guys to not only support Doc Spartan and Dale, but also reap the benefits. If you want to be sexy like me, then you want to check out Doc Spartan products, 15% off with the code BESTHOUR. That's BESTHOUR for 15% off anything at their website, docspartan.com. Check out the coffee scrub and definitely check out the beard balm. And ladies, there's stuff for you too. So head on over to docspartan.com, use the code BESTHOUR and save 15%.
You started your business to help others. Somewhere along the way, you lost the capability of doing it on your own. Imagine how much different your business would be with an extra $10,000. Would you pay your rent? Would you buy new equipment? Would you pay your coaches more? Would you pay yourself? What if you could do that and donate to others? We started our business to help you. Finally, a payment solution for the micro gym space. We are proud to introduce you to WheelPay, a platform that allows you to both save money and be generous. With giving partners like the Phoenix, the Navy SEAL Foundation, the Green Beret Project, and other charitable organizations, you can trust that your donations will make a massive difference in the lives of others. Saving has never been easier. Giving has never been easier. Pay better. Do better. WheelPay.